Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
那今天呢，我们要说的这个话题来自我们的一位用户，他给我们问了一个非常甜蜜的问题。我觉得他应该现在是正在谈恋爱哈。
Right, because it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. 所以这位用户的问题呢，就是。Jenny, Adam, 想问一下在英语里面要怎么表达两个人很般配、Adam, 你知道般配的意思吗
Well, I do now.、
你查了 Google 是吧 Google Translate.
Always reliable, Google Translate.
Google 怎么说呀、
Google is not always super reliable, so Google will say something like compatible.
哦、但 compatible 也没错啊。Compatible 就是、很般配很匹配的意思对吧所以我们除了形容 You know, this couple, they are very compatible 我们还经常说手机比如我这个手机和你那个什么 charging cable 充电的线 Not compatible, 不匹配
It's so funny you said that because that is the first thing that came to my mind. Like, are she talking about a phone charger?
没错讲到电子设备 compatibility 经常用啊。那 Adam 和我呢 we are real humans, so we're a little bit more human than Google Translate. 所以今天我们会教大家更多的一些在日常生活当中很鲜活的可以去表达两个人真的很配真的是天生的一对这种概念的英语短语。
Okay, so where do we even start? Well, since we're talking about two people here, a lot of these phrases are going to include two words, each other, in love with each other, this sort of idea.
Makes sense, 因为 each other 就是彼此互相然后又有对方的意思啊。那我们接下来呢会教大家这几个短语都是里面会用到 each other 的。那 let's start with this one, 因为很般配这两个人就是很完美的一对嘛。
Right, perfect for each other.
Okay, so our phrase is, they are perfect.For each other. 那 perfect 就是很完美的意思。那我们经常啊在教学的时候会跟大家说我们要注意这个介词。这里的介词是
For.
Okay, so they are perfect for each other. 我们不说什么 they're perfect with each other, 要用 for 啊。那其实讲到 perfect, 因为我们是在说两个人很搭真的很配嘛。所以其实 perfect 也能衍生出来很多比如他们是完美的一对啦然后他们真的是就有很多 perfect 的小短语是吗
Yeah, you can always say they are a perfect couple, they are a perfect match, they're a perfect team, a perfect pair. The list goes on and on and on. But I kind of like this idea of being perfect for each other because then you're kind of focusing onWhy? Maybe the one guy is really creative and the other girl is very clean. So they're a good team.
一个女生很爱干净，男的你说很有创意，你是说有创意的人通常比较脏吗？
Or whatever. Maybe the girl is really good at making money and the guy is really good at making food and they're really happy together.
Okay, 总之 they're perfect for each other. They are made for each other.
Yes. Okay, so now we're kind of getting into the territory of destiny.
Oh, destiny, 命运是吧?
Right, so they're made for each other. They have a purpose, and that is to be with each other.
所以这个 they are made for each other 就是我们最常用的一个时态来表达我们不会说 they make for each other 我们讲的都是 they are made 因为他们已经被生出来了他们的人格已经被造就了 so they have been made but they are made for each other
That's right
Once again, 这里的介词也是 for 啊，就像下面的短语 for 这个介词又出现了。
Right, and this one is even more in the destiny territory because not only were they made for each other, but they were meant for each other.
好，那这里的 meant 是 M-E-A-N-T， 它就是那个 to mean something, 意义、意思的过去分词哈。但这里 if you say something or someone is meant for 一个人或者一个事情，我们就是说它的终极意义、终极目的，对吧？
Right, so think about when you get the wrong package or the wrong letter. Like maybe Jenny gets one that's meant for Penny, for example. Then Penny would say, oh, sorry, sorry, that's not yours. That was meant for me.
Okay. 但是如果在人生当中找到了你的 perfect match 呢，你就是找到 the person who is meant for you. And usually it's because you get each other.
Right, right. So we're talking about all these compatible personalities, but probably the most important thing doesn't matter what your personality is as long as your partner gets you, understands you.
对，所以这里的 get 呢就是理解，而且是那种很 deeply understand you, 很深的理解了解你的意思哈。
That's right.
哎，其实除了理解以外啊，就是你前面讲到的那个互补也很重要。
Yes, so two people who complement each other are often very happy.
嗯，对。So to complement, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. Complement 呢，就是互相补充、互相弥补，然后让彼此更好的意思。
Ooh, I thought of a good one. Somebody with a really...bad short-term memory and someone with a really bad long-term memory. I think those two people would complement each other.
还有经常常见的就是 temperament, 脾气。比如一个人比较 short-tempered, 比较急性子。但他的另一半呢就是 you know, very slow-tempered, 很 patient, 让他们在一起就很互补对吧
Very zen, that other person. Like, it's okay, it's okay.
诶你讲到 zen, 我们最后今天节目还会跟大家分享一个跟 Zen 跟阴阳有关的句子，所以千万 listen to the end, guys. The good stuff is coming. 好，那看完了这些使用 each other 的短语以后啊，接下来呢，我们要分享的这些表达，我觉得更多是形容两个东西或者事情，就事物很般配，很搭。
Right, so some of these phrases, you could probably get away with using them to describe people, but usually we just use them to describe stuff, things.
对，然后这些短语都用到了 food, 都用到了食物。
Right, because lots of food goes well with other food, and in our minds, wow, what a great combination. They're perfect for each other.
Oh yeah, 你刚刚讲的很好 a great combination, 对吧是一个很好的组合啊。And also the phrase you just mentioned, they go well together, like two things go well together, 就很搭的意思。
Right, 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 right.
好那我们赶快来看第一个我们要用到的第一组吃的东西一看就是你们外国人喜欢的。
Yes, that's right. So we're talking about bread and butter.
Oh, so 面包和黄油。那如果你想说，哦，这两个东西，比如这两个颜色很和谐，或者这些新家具在我的房子里看起来很和谐 ，they go so well together, like bread and butter.
Right.
哎，我在想着咱们中国人的 equivalent 相匹配的是什么
？Pork and rice.
肉和饭啊，我在想豆浆和油条。
Oh yeah, breakfast, breakfast of champions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 豆浆油条怎么说啊 ？Soy milk.
Soy milk and deep fried dough.
好吧，太长了。
Yeah, just call it what it is.
Just 豆浆 and 油条 ，they go so well together, like 豆浆 and 油条。这里我觉得大家要注意的就是啊，我们在这些食物的前面呢，通常会加 like。Those things go well together, like bread and butter, 或者 like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, okay, so now you are talking my language. I think peanut butter actually goes well with anything, but it especially goes well with jelly.
好，这又是一个老外很喜欢，特别美国人很喜欢的 combo, 是吧？peanut butter 就是花生酱。Jelly 呢、它其实就是 jam, 果酱。美国人经常叫它 jelly。然后我第一次吃到美国有一种三明治里面就是涂一层花生酱然后再涂一层果酱。我是第一次看到这样的搭配。I was very shocked and surprised. 但后来 oh, I found out how like common this thing is. Like every kid eats it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, every time I found one in my lunchbox at school, I was the happiest kid.
啊，对，就是通常父母都会就是 pack lunch, 对吧？给小孩做一个这个带到学校去当午餐啊什么的。那就没有什么营养吧。
What? Are you kidding?
Oh, peanut butter 很有营养, I guess.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now, maybe jelly isn't the best thing, but you can always put like peanut butter and banana, for example. That's really, really healthy, but it's not a really good phrase to use. Oh, they go so well together, like peanut butter and banana.
哎，对，所以我们还是要跟大家强调一下，你一定不要 miss, 不要漏掉 like, 因为我们说这两个东西真的很搭，就像，好像。 So that's why you need the word like.
That's right, like in this one, burger and fries. What a match made in heaven.
Oh, 对, match made in heaven 真的是天生的一对儿啊。 Which is another great phrase, a match made in heaven, 就是汉堡和薯条。Two things go very well together, 非常的和谐。 Meant for each other, they are like burgers and fries.
Yeah, now something tells me not too many of our listeners are going to find a problem with this one. I think a lot of Chinese people like burgers and fries too.
对对，这个是真的是很国际化，很全球化 global 的一个 combination, 哈。
Right now, my favorite burger is the Beyond Burger, which is actually not made from meat, but it's made from peas.
啊，你是素食主义者，所以你吃的那个 Beyond Burger 那块饼是用豆子 peas 豌豆做的。
Right, right. So you guys might think that that's crazy, but oh man, is it delicious! And more importantly, it's the same pea that we see in the next phrase.
那接下来的这个短语是什么呢？
Like two peas in a pod.
啊。Two peas in a pod. 这个 pod 就是说因为豌豆外面有一个 shell, 对不对？它有一个壳豌豆荚。然后呢就是two peas 里面的两颗豆豆在一个豆荚里面。所以这个 phrase 就是形容 这两个人很或者两个事情很和谐，是不是很同步。
I think about friends, like maybe your kids' friends, they're two peas in a pod, they like the same things, they like playing the same games.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like this phrase 经常就是用来说啊，他们两个，比如两个朋友好到就像是什么亲兄弟、亲姐妹那种， right? Like they're siblings or twins 那种概念。
Right, now there is one other pea-related phrase that is very useful here. It's from a movie that Jenny still hasn't seen, despite the fact that it's been a classic for years and years and years, and that's Forrest Gump.
那个《阿甘正传》里面有什么和 peas 有关的？
Me and Jenny was like peas and carrots.
哦，所以就是 Forrest Gump 说他和他的女神 Jenny 非常的搭，就像豌豆和carrots, 胡萝卜。
Right, so here we're not talking about the way the peas are grown or found in nature. We're talking about the way they're consumed with some carrots on a plate. Me and Jenna was like peas and carrots.
对，我觉得国外的就是蔬菜你最常见到的 combination 就是 peas and carrots, 而且经常是那种大家就在超市买冷冻的 frozen, 回去在微波炉里转一下，是吧？
That's right, delicious. Hey, now one other thing that was interesting about Forrest Gump is that about halfway through the movie or towards the end of the movie, he went to China.
Oh, and he learned some Chinese culture in China.
He sure did, and so did a lot of Americans who watched that movie.
所以我们今天节目最后要跟大家分享的一句，说两个人很搭、很般配、很完美，这一句话就用到了我们中国文化里面很核心的一个概念。And that is...
Well, I'll try to do my Forrest Gump voice again, see if you guys can get what I'm saying. Me and Jenny was like yin and yang...
不错不错，阴和阳是吧 ？Yin and Yang， 哦，美国人会说 Yin and Yang。
Kind of， we'll do the Yin like a short I in the store Yin and Yang。
Oh, OK OK， 就是被美语化的中文 Yin and Yang 变成了 什么 yin and yang.
You know,
I can't even do it. I don't get it.
It's tough, right? Actually, the short vowel sounds are some of the tougher ones for a lot of our listeners to make. So if you guys want a good example to follow, listen to an American say yin and yang, because you'll probably be able to pick up on the sound.
好，我觉得发音至此啊，我们还是来 focus on the phrase. 你刚刚说 we are like yin and yang, 但我也听过就是 you are the yin to my yang, or she or he is the yin to my yang.
Right, but you could do the same thing for all of the phrases we just used. You're the bread to my butter, you're the peanut butter to my jelly, you're the burger to my fries.
Okay, okay, 所以可以这样用啊，就是我是阴，你是阳，总之 we complement each other, 又回到那个很互补的概念，对吧？
That's right.
诶，但是我们不太说 you are the yang to my yin, 好像这个 order, because it's yin and yang, right? So we always put yin first.
I guess, yeah. I wonder how that would fly in America. But in any case, it's good that we have respected some Chinese traditions.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。希望问我们那个问题很甜蜜问题的听众，你对今天学到的所有的这些词非常的满意。然后呢，我们也祝你这段 relationship 非常甜蜜，非常的顺利。
That's right. And guys, keep those questions coming. We love to see them. We love to read them. And who knows, maybe your question will be the topic of our next show.
没错。那不知道大家和自己的另一半，或者你有没有什么特别好的朋友， you are just, you know, perfect for each other. 也可以在留言专区跟我们分享。Okay, thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
Bye, Jenny. Bye, guys.